This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. Take it in. It is Friday, October 25th, 2024.
Friday.
Not bad Friday. Pretty good Friday. Not all, you know, not the good Friday, but...
A good Friday?
A good Friday, that's right.
Was that too... Was that too crass the way I just described somebody's look?
No, I actually identified with not personally, but what you said. It's certainly we will not allude to who. And before it gets going, not anyone that we work with. But we were just talking about a mutual acquaintance.
Yeah, I saw it and I was like, you know, this person's not ugly. Definitely not ugly.
But.
Not hot either.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, I know her. And I kind of see what you mean by that. And it's not a, is it judgmental? Very. But it's just, you know, an observation. And we're not saying who it was. And then likely she would say the same about us.
Maybe. You know? Yeah.
You know.
But can you get like, some people don't understand how you can feel that way towards certain people. Because somebody can look at somebody and say, hey, they're obviously attractive. But some people just, like, don't strike you that way.
Do you think that this is just off the top of my head here, but do you think the variable in that is she's not ugly, so it's not like you look at her and, oh, like that, but the word hot answers the question. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we have another mutual...
acquaintance.
Yeah, acquaintance that real good looking... You know, like to most people, I shouldn't say it that way, real good looking person. But like for me, just like doesn't like hit that way.
Right.
I don't see that person and think, ooh, see, anything sexual.
That's why that's just a preference thing. Yeah.
It is a woman, I have to say. It is a woman.
Oh, for sure. But it's almost like, do you remember TV's Blossom? You know her now from Jeopardy more than the other, that other Bazinga show. So
Gang Bang Theory?
Yeah.
Big Bang.
Remember she was not always, remember Six, the girl on the show. She was like way hotter, and it was almost on purpose, I think, to make you feel like, oh, Blossom, she's never the homecoming queen. She never wins Hoka. Six is going to win.
It makes
you kind of maybe feel a little bit of, oh, poor Blossom. She's got a name that's just really odd to have anyway. I mean, especially when you get older, that's going to be a very odd name to have. It's just a...
But you can't explain it, why you really have that feeling about some people, or excuse me, feeling.
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 I got a feeling. I'm going...
You know,
that'd be a fun game show to do. Am I just good looking or am I hot?
Oh...
Yeah, that's kind of relative with beauty
and
right. What is yeah? I mean, what is a beauty pageant?
Beautiful and hot. What is better to be hot or beautiful?
Isn't it weird? Like we sit here and not really kind of joshing now, but like you say, oh man, I feel bad for being so judgmental about someone that we're not naming. It was just in a conversation, but beauty pageants. You know?
Yeah. That whole kind of.
Like, could a woman come forward now and say, oh, I know the answer to this, I bet. You know, like certain religion stuff do not permit the showing of very much skin. So what if they wore, like, the way female wrestlers wrestle when they go to the Saudis? They have to wear the bodysuit.
Oh, yeah, they cover up.
They can only show their face and hands. It's very strange. And it sucks when it's like Liv Morgan wrestling. But is would that be accepted in the beauty pageant world? Or at least, I guess, here.
I imagine so.
They would have to.
I mean, how would you see their bathing suit in a bathing suit competition? But it would be...
I would just assume that you're probably trying to hide your ding-a-ling and you're one of you're doing the old Olympics switcheroo on you.
Or what if everything else was covered up except for that? It's the only thing hanging out.
That's the only way you know. Well, we tried to do that contest years ago, and luckily it never happened.
It gets weird about covering stuff up because some ladies of certain religions, you know, can't show everybody their hair.
Yeah. It's agnostics.
It's hard for them to find places to service their hair because the only people that can see it are the stylist and, like, no other men can see it besides their husbands.
Right. Yeah. So you got to go to a female stylist.
Or you got to part. They got to partition off. Like, nobody else in the place can see you.
Yeah.
Any other man at all, which is, you know.
Did you learn that from a YouTube video or something?
No, I just heard stories.
And what happens if some other man sees your hair?
See, I don't know.
They behead him, I think.
Like, what's the consequence of it?
Take his eyes.
I hope you don't get stoned.
Because I don't think you would here, but it makes it hard for those.
With rocks.
It makes it hard for those ladies.
In the event that your thing falls off of you accidentally.
Oh, yeah.
In a storm.
Yeah.
When everybody sees you, you're revealed.
Off with his head. Not that one.
Take it off.
Ow. It made me think of that old... What was that thing they did on Raw that night where they acted like they were cutting off the dude's...
Oh, dang it. What was it?
Privates. I think it was Taka Michinoku from Japan, and they had another guy hung in the back by his hands, Paige. How dare you? Like, he was just bondaged up. He was in bondage. And then you could see from the backside, they took a big sword, hit it on the table, and the guy reacted. It was Val Venus.
I don't know why I don't remember this.
Oh, Lord. Like it was stupid, first off. I mean, it was the dumbest thing ever. And it was in retaliation or in parody or whatever of something that happened overseas where they cut off. Is that your stomach? Tell me that was your stomach and not your butt.
Yes, I'm very hungry.
Okay, because you sound like you farted in your tummy.
No, it's like...
I know.
You can't hurt the big Valboski.
I know, and that was, what did he... Did he refer to it as... I know the Rock called his is strudel, which is... Seen a strudel? That's just like... It's flat and thin. Nice.
I know, yeah.
It's flaky.
He undersold it.
Like a croissant. It's flaky. Oh. Put some coconut oil on that, Dwayne. My strudel. Oh. I got a white eclair.
Oh, gosh.
White eclair.
White eclair.
No, white eclair, not white eclair.
White eclair sounds very Southern. I'm Charleston. I'm white eclair.
My name's white eclair. God, that's a fussing name right there. White eclair.
White eclair.
How you doing, Whitey?
He's the talk of the town today.
That's how these fussing names come up. Because if I sit and try to think of them, I cannot do it. It's got to be in conversation.
I always think of them and then put them in my phone, on my notepad.
Start doing that.
Yeah, I have a shload of those. I do. I almost punched myself in the nuts yesterday because I'd written one down and didn't slide it in for this week's. Instead, going with the very simple Gertie, but that was going to be Vaney Wilson. I forgot, though, so I'll try to remember that one next time.
You've already used it, but Griff Kenny Jr. is a
Griff Kenny Jr. is one of my favorites.
One of the best ones.
Yeah.
It's right up there with Jillian Diane Nichols.
Man.
Jillian with Horace a K Grant. Or a G?
That's what I'll never forget, too. Horace Grant.
Horace Grant, yes. I keep them all in here, and I put check marks if I've used them before. I just saw Griff Kenny Jr. and also Deshaun Watson. I saw that one. And then I'll give you a little spoiler for one coming up soon. You ready?
Deshaun
Watson. Well, no, I already did Jazzy James Dupree. DJ Jazzy James Dupree.
Yeah, it was him.
Beautiful Bobby Sleepin'. He's going to sound half asleep when he talks like he's on pills.
Oh, that's going to be tough.
Beautiful Bobby Sleepin'. I thought about doing Ugly Bobby Eaton, but I thought that was mean to do the dead. His beautiful's dead.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, beautiful. Robert Bobby. Earl of Eaton.
It was a pleasure of a lifetime to meet Bobby Eaton.
It was a pleasure of a lifetime to watch you dress and undress. That was wild.
Hear Ricky Morton say foul things to you.
Oh, that's odd.
In the back locker room.
Oh, God bless.
They wink at each other a lot. Those old timers.
Yeah.
Winky?
Yeah, they get real winky around each other.
Did I do Jean-Michel Montgomery yet?
No.
Okay, good. He's going to be a French country guy.
Jean?
Yeah. And then following that up, I can do the McMichaels family finally. You got Michael McMichaels, Wahoo McMichaels, Mongo McMichaels, and Sean McMichaels. Get ready. I just showed you my book, my WrestleMania plans.
Oh, maybe I'll do Ron Benet Ramsey. Let me write that.
Oh, one, Lord, no, don't.
That's too far.
See, I can't think of good ones.
You
man.
Can't, yeah.
I got like Kaiser Soze it. I look around the room.
How about starting off more simple, like Yo Mama Bin Laden? Bring that back.
A good one. Oh, my God.
As played by Barry Sotero. Lord. Hell. That was fun. Okay. It's just a you know, if you watch a lot of sports, so when you see these people's names, you sit there like, who was the one that I told you? Oh, listen to the page. There's a guy who plays in the NFL. He's a rookie. Mm-hmm. His first name is Ladd. His last name is McConkey.
Ladd McConkey.
Ladd McConkey.
Like a L-A-D.
Yeah, guess
L-A-D-D.
Who, guess who he played college for? He's a dog.
Oh, he's from your Georgia Bulldogs.
Oh, yep. He is.
McConkey.
McConkey.
Ladd McConkey.
Hey, Ladd.
What's up, Ladd?
What's up?
You know nobody will give it the proper designation the last name deserves.
Ladd McConkey, Conkey.
At least nationally, they won't.
What, that?
Yeah.
It's Ladd McConkey.
McConkey.
Ladd McConkey.
Oh, he sounds
so, oh, my God, he caught the ball.
Sounds so bougie.
Ladd McConkey.
Ladd McConkey. Ladd McConkey. I'd like to hear Jim Ross call one of his football games. Ladd McConkey. Ladd McConkey. Ladd McConkey.
It's a 50-yard catch for Ladd McConkey. He's little carried around the end zone. You know, I didn't say Ladd McConkey.
You know, he's friends with a guy and plays another sport in the NBA. His best friend's Grady Dick. They're close friends. Part. Ladd McConkey and Grady Dick. That's right.
Oh, Grady.
What a name.
Grady. I know. Grady is like, you know, I think of naming a young boy Grady. It sounds like you're 80 from age one.
Like the rapper Lil Dicky. I can't believe you picked that name.
I think it's just exactly why you say that.
But I think he's popular still.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know he's on the TV show, too. But
that's a cute little name.
It's just hard to keep up with a lot of these guys.
I think the first time I saw Jelly Roll, he was with. No, that was Lil White.
Oh, yeah.
And he's both of those things, I can tell you. In stature only. I don't know about the other.
He's down 100 pounds.
Ladd McConkey?
Oh, no.
He's Jelly Roll?
Ladd McConkey might weigh just 100 pounds.
Yeah, he's a smaller filler.
They show videos of Jelly Roll, like when he plays a show.
Mm-hmm.
He'll walk around the arena for exercise. I'm like, y'all better watch him if he's up top because he could tumble down.
Yeah.
I'm like, I ain't doing it. I quit touring.
Or live at like Red Rocks, and then that's you just play. Maybe that's why the people do Vegas. They, you know, they'll go do their residencies there because they want to go to Vegas, but they don't want to go on tour. So they're like, screw it, we're going on a 2-month vacation, but I'll have to work every night, kids.
Red Rocks is nice.
I could go play a show. Mom will be back to tuck in.
I don't know why they want to work that hard if they already got so much money. Like the residency and, you know, other smaller shows.
Keep other people and their crew working.
It's also that stuff we were talking about where, like, not all of them, but most performers, their drug of choice is that adrenaline of performing and the crowd reaction. Like, that's their drug. That's why they, as soon as the show's over, like wrestlers would say that, as soon as the show's over, just go back to the hotel room, idle hands. What are you going to do? People are just screaming my name, and now I'm sitting here at a Holiday Inn with three channels.
That's all you get.
I know. I mean,
free NBC.
I could see where that goes. That's why, it doesn't suck to do radio, but I would love to have some kind of little screens in here where I could see all of you on dash cams. Did they laugh at what was just said? Ooh. Or is someone getting turned on by Paige from one of her movies? Who knows? Whatever it means.
I say that coming from a place of somebody who's always tired. Like, I couldn't see, like, even if you like your work, you don't want to do it all the time, do you? I'm already tired thinking about it.
Well,
I've yawned twice already, but that's because I don't sleep, I guess.
Well, your sleeping habits are very strange to me still. That's something you got to figure out before you turn 40.
These damn sporting events. They keep you up all night.
Well, that one came on at 7 last night, though. Which one did you watch?
Oh, basketball's back, man.
Oh,
that's fun.
Yeah, I didn't realize that P.J. Hall and Hunter Tyson were on the same team.
Yeah, they'll never play, but.
Well, still, though, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, look at that.
I think they were roommates, so they might still live together again.
Oh. Well, if they don't ever get to play.
They just happen to be on the team with the best center in the league, who's probably the best player in the league.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me tell you this. Speaking of football and other sports, we'll do week 10. 10.
Can we just forget about it for a little bit?
We're not Italian.
Just at least till Halloween is over, and then we'll rejoin.
God, can you imagine being Italian and your normal, thing that you say, and then all of a sudden you say it to someone who has Alzheimer's? You would feel really bad about that, right?
Just keep...
Forget about it.
Same conversation. Okay, I did.
Uncle Junior, I'm sorry. It's fine, Big Pussy. I know you didn't realize. I'm talking about The Sopranos.
You mentioned being Italian. I can just picture how nice it would be to have a lot of hair, a lot of black hair, and a gold chain.
That'd be fun.
Just picture myself.
And be able to get by with wearing, like, all streetwear.
And have a grandma that cooks a lot.
Yeah.
That you can always brag to people about.
Yeah, and... like all your women have real nice butts.
And you can wear leisure suits all the time.
And Dracar.
Yes. I mean, you kept Dracar Noir going.
Oh, yeah.
Dracar Noir. All right. So Pigskin Picks today. I'll tell you the lineup here. 7 o'clock, picks. The next break in the 7 o'clock hour, we will reveal the punishment of Paige.
Oh, no.
That will be on Monday, but the revelation will come out then. And it will almost be like the book of Revelations, trust me.
You should see the way Fatboy is looking at me like he looks sad. Like,
I hope you're pretty flexible.
Concerned.
I tell you why he's looking that way, because part of this is reliant on me getting the apparatuses needed, and it's taken care of.
We're not going to go with the other punishment.
I'm not going to sleep all weekend.
He's messing with you now. There's no other one.
So make sure you can scratch your ears with those big toes, because... that's going to come in handy.
Yeah. And you might have to Uber home that day.
Oh,
I don't know, you're going to be driving.
You're going to be walking.
No, I'm saying.
So
we have that. And then the FOF line, the 8 o'clock hour, 864-241-4318.
You want a little sample?
I love the samples.
Well, y'all can go yourselves. You piss me off. You them too. This is some bullshit.
Question is, who's that heat for?
See, there's something I want to ask, but I don't know if we had an off-air agreement about it or not, so that's cool. But I was going to say, a lot of the calls that came in during the hurricane and stuff,
yeah,
a lot of them were like not unfounded, but then situations, you can understand why those people were bent they were.
Yeah.
So a lot of them... that's why that week we didn't do an FOF line, because you didn't want to hear all that. I'm serious. It was not
brutal.
Plus, for a little bit there, it kind of became like a whistleblower type.
Yes.
Calling out people, businesses.
Oh, gosh. I can only imagine.
And the only court we want to go to is the basketball court.
Hell yeah.
You and me, one-on-one today.
I'm ready.
All right.
I can see.
You're dressed. I can tell.
You got the white shorts. Love it.
I guess I'm being Skins. I love a good hot dog. That'll be the 8 o'clock hour. Paige, what are you working on the Plex?
We've got something very scandalous to talk about. And this person blamed Diddy for his hospitalization. We're going to find out who Diddy allegedly poisoned next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Good Lord. He might be the new scapegoat for everybody, too. It's another thing. I don't think you're going to hear that man's voice again. Not that I'm saying that they're going to kill him or he's going to do anything, but, you know.
I feel like he's going to be the new common denominator. Like, everybody's going to be connected to Diddy.
Yep.
Somehow.
Yep.
Not us.
No.
But others.
No. Nope. Only thing we did was prank call his PA that day. But that was years ago. All right. We'll end the
I don't know who that was.
It's Friday. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. We begin with a discussion about what could have happened with Diddy. And Jamie Foxx reportedly blamed... This is very controversial.
Remember, people thought he had a stroke.
Yeah, I thought he did too, like legit.
So he addresses the whole situation with what he's saying happened. And we still don't know what caused Jamie's mysterious hospitalization last year. Like you said, it could have been a stroke. And but here's something. This is an angle that we're going to look at.
Are many people like me singing Billy Squire in your head right now? Go ahead. Sorry.
Because what he's saying is Sean Diddy Combs was responsible for his hospitalization during live shows. And he was people who attended the three-night taping of Jamie's upcoming Netflix special. What had happened was, is the name of the title, earlier this month, he's saying that he blamed Diddy for his health emergency. And one witness claims Jamie said Diddy, quote, did something to Jamie that caused his hospitalization.
Like what?
That he possibly poisoned him.
Good Lord. Yeah,
why would he want to, though?
And he...
Because he thought he was going to do this three-day Netflix special and probably get into all the allegations, maybe.
Man, everything has to be a Netflix special.
How does Cat Williams still walk around then? Like, he's talked mad crap about people for a decade now. Like, everybody. Like, everybody. But yet, he just goes from town to town. And I don't want anybody to mess with Cat Williams. But
yeah,
it's just kind of weird. He's made all these allegations years ago. And everybody's like, oh, Cat, you're just mad because you're not making it like they are. That was really what people would say. And he's now looking down like hands on his hips, eyebrow up, not like The Rock, but just in a...
Like Freak Nasty.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this one witness claims that Jamie said Diddy, quote, did something to Jamie that caused his hospitalization and that he's the one who called the FBI on him. And the guy says he doesn't think that Jamie was joking at all.
You think Diddy's just, like, was a spy? Like, I mean, that still obviously still exists, but, like, one of those that was just so intertwined in the Hollywood world. Because he, like we said, anyone of any fame, you're seen in photos.
Yeah.
That's why we've not been seen in any photos.
We don't have any.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at this point. I think I read that somebody's, I can't remember who it was. They said one of Diddy's parties took place on a jet that went around the world, and it was like a week-long party.
Good God.
Can you imagine being stuck up in the plane and tortured like that?
Well, that and...
It's like, are we going to stop, dude? Because we...
I'm getting air sick.
We've been up here forever.
We had a puke bags and baby oil.
I mean, I'm like, Diddy, I've already had a ton of sex. I mean, it's like 3 days in. Like, there's nothing to do. Can we go, like, go home?
It would be tiring.
I've already played Nintendo and banged a lot. Like, we're almost out of food.
Ric Flair's passed out in my lap.
Oh, my gosh. So another of these alleged attendees say Jamie told the crowd that Diddy poisoned him. I don't know what kind of poison that was used or, you know, what the effect, you know.
Wow.
Well, you're saying stroke or at the time.
That was just all rumor mill, too.
Yeah.
I may have heard that from Club Shay Shay.
So a third person claims that Jamie told a bunch of Diddy jokes, that he didn't blame Diddy for his health issues. And according to this witness, Jamie said, quote, people keep asking me if Diddy was responsible and he was not responsible. If he was, I would have been dead, end quote. So there's no word on when this special will air or anything like that.
I saw that one of his sons is shopping a reality show, which I imagine would get picked up.
Oh, Lord, yeah, now.
They're probably fighting each other for it.
Yeah. Like, who was it? Was it Castro's granddaughters had a reality show or something? Somebody like that. It was like they were the granddaughters of a very famous crime boss. It may have been a cartel.
Oh, you see a lot of those mafia type shows.
And
Mob Wives and stuff.
The Magua. Remember them too.
Well, here's something to talk about because Halloween is just days away.
Mm-hmm.
Something scary.
If you can't be Diddy this year, if you were thinking about it,
no,
probably not a good look this year, guys.
Well, it's gonna be not next week. I was thinking the parties were gonna be this weekend, but I forgot Halloween's on a Thursday, so next
weekend. I think this would probably be the big weekend for parties.
This is Halloween weekend for parties,
prior to, unless you want to have a post Halloween party and have it after.
It seems like
many will do both.
Yeah,
usually it flies by, it gets here quick, but it don't seem like it is this year. It's like slowly approaching.
Yeah.
So there's a study that found that 30% of people would be cool with buying a house where there was a notorious murder scene that took place the house.
Hey, people. That means 30% of the population are weirdos. And not in the weirdo other way, but weirdos.
How many people are already in one and didn't know?
Well, see, if in South Carolina, you have to disclose it.
I lived in a place where somebody had passed away, and it didn't really bother me.
You didn't feel any kind of weird?
But it wasn't a murder scene, though. Passing away and a murder scene, two different things to me.
No.
You didn't feel haunted
That's
in the
bathroom? That's why I'm kind of weirded out still, kind of, sort of, by buying, like, vintage clothes.
What do you mean, like, thrift store shirts?
Yeah.
In my situation, it was like an elderly gentleman that lived there, and he seemed like a, from what I heard, he seemed like a nice neighbor and everything, so I didn't ever see anything.
I don't, well.
Like a ghost haunting. I've never seen a ghost, so I wouldn't know.
Where I live, a guy on the other end died, and, you know, it was just natural, though.
Yeah.
And then they rented that out to somebody, and they told him, but I guess it didn't bother, like, whoever.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
I can't bother you, can it? Like, it's not like, okay, well, nope, not going to do it. Let me go somewhere else and live.
It's just a real odd, not odd, but interesting kind of observation, because, like, I had a family member that lived in a neighborhood where someone was killed in a home in that same street. And, again, you had to have, in South Carolina, you have to disclose it. So, but it was still recent, and that house sat for, I want to say it was a full decade.
That
maybe
would make sense.
Maybe about 7-8 years, but it was always just like, wow, that's kind of suck on both sides of it, because, you know, the people live on the other sides, maybe even across the street, and it's like, oh, Lord.
And
somebody
just
finally bought it and flipped it.
Just think, you know, even if you
wait for them Yankees to come down here and not look up old newspapers.
Some places just seem creepy when you go into different houses and you just feel uncomfortable in a house.
Yeah, I feel
like maybe something
stinks.
Happened here. I don't know.
Houses with tall ceilings get me. Like tall, like older homes with really tall ceilings.
Oh, yeah. Cathedral.
I don't know what that feeling is.
I love that. Like a big
I know. It's like an old Victorian style home or whatever, but just, I don't know what it is.
Huge
the ceilings are way high. I'm bewildered by it.
That guy that I kind of knew him that died.
Mm-hmm.
I found out they found him on his kitchen floor half naked.
Yeah.
He was bottomless.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's
the
worst. He was probably standing outside waiting for the dryer.
That's you just finding
never
that.
Done that.
You know, when you live by yourself, do you like, Paige, you live by yourself, do you ever like sit here and say, all right, Lord, don't take me home tonight because this house is dirty. Laundry ain't been done.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of thing. Because you sit there and think, like, who's going to come in here? It's like, oh, Lord.
It's a big mess.
I had a mother that was just immaculate, you know, and she would stage everything because she was in real estate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was always, our house always looked like a model home.
You had to have 3 books, not 2.
And she even set the table where it looked amazing, you know, when we weren't going to eat
like
there.
Fake fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had in the towels and everything. So I always thought my house is never family ready for any member of my family to
see it.
Make sure your garbage is taken out. Make sure everything's folded. You got the big fluff and the pillows and your bed looks immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, not us growing up, mm-mm. At least. I'm like, okay, we can straighten the place up to a point, but we in a trailer, Mom. There's a hole in the floor.
I had a part, or somebody that I live with had a party at
my house.
You
ever sneak out through the hole?
Oh, you couldn't fit through it. Like, you could fall through it.
But you couldn't slip through it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Not that Architectural Digest is ever coming to my home, but sometimes you think, oh, Lord, I hope nobody sees this.
They might come to the Mountain House. We're profiling Paige WTPG for the Mountain House edition.
Yes, my grandmother came to the house one day, and she says, do you ever clean this house? Because my feet are sticking to the kitchen floor.
Oh, God.
And it was a party the night before, and I didn't want to say. Well, we had a band here, and it was just insane, and there was probably a lot of alcohol that was poured.
See me.
He's stepping into something.
Yeah, they're in the Navy, those guys.
Oh, okay.
My God.
So, anyway.
Paige, I'm sticking to the floor.
Let's go home, Grandma.
No, it's Paige's grandma. She'll be like, Paige, I'm sticking to the floor.
She would say, this is your grandmother. Do you ever clean your house?
No. Don't worry about what's going on here, Grandma.
P.S. I went to hang my jacket.
No wire hangers!
No, what? No. Paige. She was wonderful. I loved her. But I had to explain that I think there was a keg in this kitchen.
You probably had those clothes hangers with the pillows on them. Fluffy fancy
ones.
Oh,
yeah, with the satin.
Oh, God. We had wire ones.
You hang your bathrobes on those, the nice ones.
You know, when I saw Mommy Dearest, because of the time at which I saw it, which was like mid to end 80s, I guess, I didn't understand that. I took it as something else. It was really weird in my head.
Wow. I don't think
I couldn't talk about it. You hadn't seen that movie?
I don't think so.
Oh, don't watch it. It's dreadful.
Very sad.
Is it one of those weird incest blood movies?
No, just abuse.
Because I'll go rent it.
Yeah, it's not good. Yeah.
I ain't got time for no bad movies.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you. I went home yesterday and put Ransom back on my queue after we were talking about that movie. I was like, that's a good movie. I'm going to go back and watch it again sometime.
I want to get around to watching the stuff, and I forget about it. Like, I want to watch that
and
one.
And I added Bronx Tale back on, too. It's like, you know, I ain't seen that in a while. Chaz Palminteri's a freaking awesome...
Yeah.
What's the word? Actor.
Still doing movie. It, too.
Yeah. Oh, he's still alive?
Oh, yeah, still with us.
Yeah. He got all of them. Pesci, all of them. Bobby D.
Yep.
Paige, thank you so much. Fat Boy, what is up in sports?
Well, the World Series starts tonight. We got a guy who bought some World Series tickets, and wait till you hear where he got the money from. We'll tell you how much it costs, but you know it's going to be a ridiculous amount of money. But where'd he get the money from?
Did he sell something?
No.
Okay, I was going to guess kidney.
He didn't have to sell anything.
He sold a kidney.
No. I think buttholes go for more than kidneys on the market these
days.
Well,
they're a delicacy over in France.
Good God.
Yeah. Parlez-vous français? Eats me a boot. All right. We will take a break. We'll come back. Sports with Fabois right after this. Good morning.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
On this day in sports history, I did not think it was 25 years ago. I thought it was longer. But in 1999, Payne Stewart killed in a plane crash in South Dakota. A lack of cabin pressure in the jet that they were in, he and five others.
Yep. I got to meet him at Chateau Elan.
Oh, nice.
Never heard a bad thing about the guy.
No, he was always dressed cool.
Yep. He was, I forget what tournament they always dedicate to him to. Just got the statue. It's not the U.S. Open, is it? I can't remember where the course is, but.
Arizona.
Yep. Well, I shouldn't have done that one, man. I don't like the sad ones like that, but. You can't forget about old P.S.
Well, it makes you. Well, we. Yeah, but. What kept us talking about him, though? That's what you call a tribute.
Yeah.
Don't let people forget about cool people that sadly lost their lives early.
It's like the song, man. Don't you forget about me.
Don't.
I don't want you to.
Don't you forget about me.
World Series tonight.
Let's go to the mall.
This is the one everybody. I mean. This is the one baseball definitely wanted, Yankees and Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely going to watch it. That's interesting. Plus, people want to see if Ohtani can get his first ring. Game one tonight, 8 o'clock, is going to be at Los Angeles. The first two, which is interesting because this man is a Yankees fan, and he's going to go to the World Series. He got World Series tickets. I'll tell you how much he paid for them first. He got 4 tickets. On the secondary market.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I assume this is going to be for game 3. Because, you know, he's in New York. He's a Yankees fan. He's got to wait.
Right.
Though that's the other thing, too. Which game do you get them for? Do you try to go for, like, if you know that they're going to do it in 6, maybe?
But I went to game 1 of the NLCS in 95. Yes. But then I go, yeah. I mean, but there's no decision made.
Yep.
So then it's kind of game one is kind of like it was awesome to be able to go and experience. I had great seats, but it's like,
what's the drama there? Like,
no,
yeah.
It was more, which was kind of cool. But yeah, it was not like you were sitting there panting for this game. Like, well, they're going to play about maybe seven of them, at least four.
Well, this guy bought four tickets. Each ticket cost $2,360 each. I don't know where the seats are, but he bought four of these. Where did he get the money?
A lot.
Did he rob a bank?
He didn't rob a bank. He didn't take out a loan. He didn't sell anything.
He embezzled.
No. Well, it turns out he's about to get married. So he had a little fund for his wedding he'd been saving up for.
Oh, no.
Is it with the blessing of his fiance, which is kind of surprising. She said he could dip into the wedding fund to get these tickets. So that's what happened.
Big fund.
And she said, no, really.
Thank you.
And she's somewhat cool with it. I assume she has won the tickets, but still. I mean, we're talking about baseball now with
didn't?
The pitch.
I mean, come on.
Like, yeah, I feel like he would have done it anyway.
Yeah.
But with the pitch clock, man, we're talking about 3 hours tops for a baseball game. So you're paying thousands for a few hours of entertainment.
Is she equally a Yankees fan?
It doesn't say, but you got to figure she's got one of the tickets, right? And who's going to get the other two?
Yeah, you'd assume.
You don't want to waste them on your kids because they ain't going to appreciate it.
No.
They'll pitch the whole time. Like, ticket prices for tonight, the lowest ticket for game one is $960. You got to assume that's cheap, nosebleed. I mean, Dodger Stadium, you're probably way up top.
Were World Series tickets cheaper 4 years ago?
That's what people are trying to put the spin on. See, people are playing.
It was cheaper 4 years ago to go to the World Series.
They're planning ahead.
I want cheaper tickets brought back.
The most expensive ticket is for Game 6 next Friday night back at Dodger Stadium. God. And those are $1,400 apiece.
Well, listen to this. I don't want to like overshadow that, but WrestleMania tickets went on sale for next year's WrestleMania.
Oh, God, I can imagine.
Nosebleeds. This is obviously Ticketmaster before their fees. Nosebleeds, it's a two-night event, were $1,050. The big seats, $15,000 each. That would get you closest to the ring or on the entrance ramp, which means, you know, you'd be seen on the show. But then a $10,000 package that includes suite tickets, an exclusive pre-party at Topgolf with The Miz, and then The Undertaker will come visit you in your suite during the show for only $10,500 each person.
Oh, what? Really? You got to buy now before you see the card.
True. I mean, there's a couple you can assume, but God. I'm going to play golf with The Miz and see The Undertaker come in. I'm going to take a whiz. Where's the gentleman's room?
They got a whiz. Yeah, we out of here, man.
I'm trying to whiz in peace. Keep it down out there.
That's why people don't go to stuff. How can you?
That's what the urn was. Paul Bearer is carrying around. It's like a portable urinal.
It's very powerful.
The Undertaker. It was. All right. Thank you. We will take a break. When we come back, dun, 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 dun.
It's Slim Pickens this weekend.
I sound like Nell watching a football game. All right. We'll do week 10 of our pigskin picks, and then right after that segment, the announcement of the punishment of Paige. Oh, God. Oh. All right. Happy Friday, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.